Thursday night to Dvar Halacha.
So Thursday night we try to do Eben Ezer. In Eben Ezer, there's Hilchos Yichud. A common occurrence is that someone's wife has a baby and they're not home. And then the mother-in-law comes to visit. She comes from America and she comes to take care. So with the mother-in-law, you can't, the problem of Yichud. So what do you do? So if you're lucky enough to have your in-laws living in the same city as you are, so then there's no problem, because if she has a husband in the same city, you have Baila Be'ir. Many poskim hold, however, that that doesn't help for at night. So you have the problem of sleeping over if she wants to sleep over. It's only B'shas HaTchag Gadol that you can rely on the Heter of Baila Be'ir at night. Now, what do you do even during the day? Let's say he's not Be'ir, so you can leave the door open, but it has to be in a way that people would walk in without knocking. To avoid Yichud, it's not a question of, like, the door's open, now it's kosher. It has to be in a way that people would walk in without knocking. If not, you have to tell neighbors to pop in, and once you tell three neighbors to pop in without knocking, and they take you seriously, so then that's okay. But again, it's not clear that that helps at night. If your door's locked, some do it, and some say it's okay, some say it's not okay. Overnight, giving three neighbors the key and telling them they can pop in whenever they want. So some say that helps, and some don't like it because they're not going to wake up from their sleep in the middle of the night because you asked them to pop in. So it's a problem. If you have two children over the age of 5 or 6, then that avoids the problem, even at night. Once you have two children, two shomrim help for at night. That's another eitzah. Or you could have, you can be soimich maybe on the ramah. You have to ask a shayla. The ramah holds that with three men there's no yichud. So if you invite another, you get two people, even two yeshiva guys, to sleep over, so you can avoid the problem that way, according to the Ramah, by having three men. So there's usually an Eitzah, and sometimes there is no Eitzah. And Taka, you or she have to go somewhere else to sleep. Okay.